Hello there, I'm Kendall Parks here on Killing Kendall Parks Podcast. I'm so sorry, I haven't been on in over 2 months since the episode where I talked about Jason Whitlock versus Stephen A. Smith. I've been doing a lot of like working and all that, so. You know, when you do these podcasts and these YouTubes, you gotta really put the time in to do this stuff. And I be so tired after work. I stand for a living. You know, y'all see them. Y'all see the greeters at y'all on Walmart or maybe even Target or maybe Kroger. In y'all Kroger area, whatever store that has those custom hosts, even Home Depot has something called the lot attendant, right? So yeah, It's very, very, when you do those jobs for a living for like 8 hours, you don't have time for podcasts, you want to get some sleep, right? So what I want to get into, though, is Trent Brown signing to the Cincinnati Bengals, who have had kind of like a mixed bag with this free agency. We've been waiting for them to get offensive linemen, and like so long, and now we finally have Trent Brown, who also, you know what I'm saying, he does worry some with the injuries, but. You take a player like that whenever you can get them and just hope for the best because he is what the Bengals need. Somebody that can pass rush. I mean, protect Joe Burrow at all times and not give up a lot of sacks. The crazy thing is, they need to start draft. They're going to still need some offensive line just for the offensive line depth. You know what I'm saying? We need depth at the position just in case somebody get hurt or something. You know what I'm saying? And as far as free agency goes, I do remember, what's his name, Xavier Howard or something like that, from the Miami Dolphins. He's a cornerback. We need a cornerback to help bring some more depth in that position as well, especially with a lot of young players. We brought back Von Bell. That was important. We saw how he was very, very missed. So I can't wait. They also gave up DJ Reader. And I hope they draft somebody like Murphy from. So I keep hearing about two players from Murphy. I'm saying the last name. That's all I remember at this moment. Murphy out of Texas and Newton out of Auburn. Those are the two defensive tackles to watch at 18. Just, you know, Plus, it's going to be a quarterback heavy draft, which helps the Bengals. Plus, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to get drafted before 18. And a lot has happened to T. Higgins, who requested a trade, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. He says that the Bengals didn't contact him about a long-term deal before they dropped the tag on him. So, you know, we're going to see. So, yeah. We're going to need a lot more offensive linemen. So, I can't. I want to see what they are still doing in free agency. They need another wide receiver, too. I saw Odell Beckham is available. If Odell Beckham comes in the Bengals, we could see something, right? And plus Tyler Boyd is getting ready to leave. So they're going to need some more wide receivers, too. Especially just in case he leaves. So yeah, they shouldn't be, I'm sure Duke Tobin is not on his hips right now. Let's see. So moving on from the Bengals, in the NBA, my Lakers are up and down. They did blow out the Hawks. They decided to stay packed and at the trade deadline. They didn't get the DeJounte Murray, who was on the Hawks, who was playing last night at home. D'Angelo Russell, who could have gotten traded, played well yesterday. So, we're going to see. I don't think that as long as The Lakers are trying to get players like Trae Young, who's also on the Hawks, to pair with Anthony Davis next year. But we'll see. Because remember all the talk that we were going to get Paul George and Russell Westbrook before this. I'm talking about like Westbrook before they eventually got him. Talking about younger Russell Westbrook. It was talked that it was about 2016, 2017. Oh, they could get James Harden and Russell Westbrook, right? So, I don't know. So, I'm kind of iffy on that. I'm like, I'm not iffy on the if I want them or not, but like iffy on if I should believe that that's true, right? It's gonna be a lot of moves. They could also get Donovan Mitchell. I think I saw a report that they could try to get Donovan Mitchell this offseason, that upcoming offseason. So we'll see. As far as I did see that, my Bearcats lost on the opportunity to get in the tournament this year, but they are in the INT and all that. So I haven't really looked at college basketball all that much this year. So I don't know. Well, I do know that the men's UConn team, they can repeat. I have seen highlights and watch some sparks, but I haven't really been paying close attention to NCAA basketball this year outside of UC Bearcats. So I ain't gonna even sit here and lie to you, but I do be hearing good, seeing good things about the UConn Huskies, and they can repeat. Unfortunately, I'm a Bearcat fan. You know, we don't really like UConn like that. Let's see what else. What else to talk about? Oh, baseball season is starting. Of course, my Reds, we're going to see what they look like. Coming off of last year, 82-80 season. The division did get improvement as well. The Yankees. I'm looking to see who everybody has winning the World Series this coming year. The Rangers. It was good to see that they won last year. 9 days away, man. 9 days away. Baseball is like the fastest offseason ever out of all the sports. It would be October, then February, March can come just like that. It's like a 4 month off season, unlike football, which is like 7 months. Basketball, it's like from June to the final game of the finals. In June to October, well, that's like, that's 4 months. So yeah, it's like, it's crazy. I'm trying to remember everything. Of course, there's been some controversy in the music business. Kanye and Drake are beefing again. What's the name of Kanye 5, yes, Jews, and now he is reported that he's getting ready to sewer. I'm just getting ready to forget. Beyonce announced today that she's, of course we knew that the Act 2 was coming later on this month on the 29th, But right at the bottom of the post, it said, "This is not a country album. This is a Beyonce album." And everybody, including me, was laughing like, "Tell them, B. This is not no country album. That was just one song. This is a Beyonce album." Yeah, so. You know, all the ladies are gonna be loving that come the 29th. Alright, so I'm gonna try. I know I always said, you know, it's easy to talk and all that stuff. But it's way, way harder to do all the extra stuff. Like, you gotta promote and get people engaged to your platform and all that. So I just gotta stay consistent that way. Every Tuesday, whether I record it on Tuesday or I record it on Monday and drop it Tuesday, it's gonna come on Tuesdays. And today definitely is that day. So I'm gonna drop it. And I'll talk to you guys later. Follow me on Twitter. @_Kendall on my podcast account. Also follow me on my personal Instagram and personal Twitter, _MrParts, with both. _MRPARKS. Of course, I'm still doing my journalism thing. But I haven't really been on there either, because, you know, as I said, it's kind of hard to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be kind of thing. All this YouTube stuff and broadcast stuff is easy. It's not. Oh my God. It is so hard to put this into action every week or every day. It's, you know? And not everybody can handle it. I'm going to try to handle it because I wanted to be a broadcaster when I grew up. When I was a kid, I always wanted to do this. So I'm going to do it. Because I do like talking. It's just that I want to have numbers as well. All right, so talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.